tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Good morning from North America. I'm Alfred Stocking reporting from the North Pole Tracking Command Center in Pahrump, Nevada for SantaUpdate.com. Santa has been in flight for better than 9 hours, and we're tracking him now in the skies over Japan. Here in North America, it's Christmas Eve morning, and we have now a live interview with one dedicated Santa fan located in the hills somewhere near Cove City, Kentucky. He goes by the name of Jimmy James, and we've got him on the phone. Jimmy, are you there?
Hi, this is Jerry.
They tell me you've tracked Santa for many years, Jimmy.
Yep. I started out with just a telescope and some binoculars and my radio. Now I have them things, plus a digital GPS and SantaUpdate.com, of course.
Of course. Why do you track Santa every year, Jimmy?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I've worked on this ever since I was a kid. I became a secret spy for Santa years ago when I was just a youngin'.
Of course! That's the first step for all of us.
Yeah, it's all been a long journey tonight, when I finally get to catch Santa and keep him.
Jimmy, you can't be serious about that.
Well, I am. Santa knows it. I told him first, more than 50 years ago.
Jimmy, you just can't be a secret spy for Santa on the one hand and a Santa kidnapper on the other. That's like throwing yourself in jail, man.
I'm a man with a plan.
No, you're a man with a future in coal mining right from your stocking on Christmas morning. We'll send someone over there to talk a little more with you. From the mudflats of Pahrump, I'm Alfred Stocking, calling this one into the Department of North Pole Security and reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.